Mirandola.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You are the first.
Oh, okay. Y'all have sunshine where you are?
No, it looks overcast through the window here.
Oh, we have bright sunshine today.
That's a good sign.
Yeah, it really is. Nice. Eyeballs aren't focusing this morning.
Good morning.
I don't know. I don't know whether it was my grandmother or not. It might have been. I got a bunch of those things that she made upstairs in the box. Yes.
Randy, you should mute your phone because we're being
Ruby.
Recorded.
Okay.
Good morning. We will begin today and tomorrow. The pattern will be a little bit different. So the handout, good morning. I was just saying that the pattern today and the pattern tomorrow will be a little bit different in the mornings.
Yes, man.
So today, good morning.
Good morning.
The handout today are a little bit different in that all three of the links underneath the Shobhavim title on the unique astrological times link, that landing page, all three should be open today. And we will start with the L'shem Yichud, and then we'll be on the Psalms landing page for Tehillim 16 to begin. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu L'yakta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe B'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael. Tehillim 16. Psalm 16 is one of the 10 psalms identified by Rabbi Nachman of Breslov as capable of universal tikkun. We will expand upon this statement shortly. This tikkun, this psalm is still part of the second day of the monthly cycle. When one is in need, he should not implore God in his own merit, for he must leave his merits for his children. This is the traditional kavanah to use when saying this psalm. And it's an important understanding of our prayers. We all do good deeds. We all do mitzvot. We all fail at those mitzvot sometimes. We all do harm to other people sometimes, either knowingly or unknowingly. when we're doing good deeds, we are accruing merits. We are accruing points. We are accruing light. We're revealing light that is kept for us, is that in for when the world that is coming arrives. These are all different metaphors to understand the effect of doing a mitzvah or the effect of doing a good deed. We can pray to Hashem, and in our prayers we can be requesting that in the merit of the work, the actions, the spiritual growth that we are going through, that we have accomplished in this lifetime or in previous lifetimes, we can utilize that. But that leaves our children, and it leaves our future incarnations bereft of that light. It's not that light gets used up, but the merits associated with that light can be used to awaken God's mercy. Using that for the benefit of others by not using it for yourself adds more merit, more benefit, more light. Because your consciousness is the desire to receive in order to share. When you're not using it for yourself, the first word is the word miktam, and I refer you to Rabbi Sutton's introduction in his PDF file, Yearning for Redemption. There are 11 pesukim, 11 verses in Psalm 16, and this connects to the unity of the 10 sefirot plus the negative system, because all are needed to give us free will. All are creations of the Creator, the higher level of the name of Hashem. Other words with a gematria of 11 are sacrifice and hag, holiday. When I said the words, the higher level of Hashem's name, and I called him the Creator, that is a little bit of a misnomer, because we do not know the name of the Creator other than Creator. Abishter is the Yiddish expression. We don't know the name of the Creator, because to name the Creator is much beyond a physical consciousness. And while we are in the body, we do have some aspect of that physical consciousness. The Creator extended himself. That extension created the endless world. That extension is what fulfills the endless world. That extension is what we call the light in the Kabbalah. While we, our souls, are the vessel in the Kabbalah. This understanding, to realize we really don't know anything about the Creator and cannot know anything about the Creator. And so don't waste the time to contemplate the Creator because while we're in a physical body, that cannot be achieved. This is the teachings of the Kabbalah, and that's why I made the misnomer statement that, yes, there is a higher level of Hashem's name, because that extension created the endless world, which eventually went through a process of creation and lowered itself so that it would be equal, or in our eyes, be equal to the negative system.
Malka?
I don't mean to confuse you, and if anybody is confused, please question it. But we're now going to move to the PDF file called the Tikkun HaKhalali and the Tikkun HaYesod by Rabbi Sutton. We haven't spoken from this one yet. So we will be reading from this, and I will start just now the Shem Yehud. B'shem Yehud kudsha b'rechu ishkinte b'idhilu urhimu udhilu udhilu urhimu. B'yakta l'shem yudhe b'vavhe b'yehuda shalim b'shem cho Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. V'ahino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei adenu kunene aleinu ma'asei adenu kunenehu. It starts out the Tikkun HaKhalali. And as I mentioned, this is a series of 10 psalms that we say daily that corrects everything. Generally, things dealing with the Sefirah of Yesod, sexual mistakes, and issues dealing with the level of Yesod and the level of creation and creativity. This is a supplication prayer that is recommended to be said before we read the Psalms. But it is important to realize that this is only in English. Rabbi Sutton has not published this yet in the Hebrew-English combination that we recommend to study. But it is what we have, and it's worthwhile discussing and learning about. May it be in accordance with your will, Hashem, our God and God of our ancestors, who chose David, your servant, and his descendants after him, who continue to choose and delight in the songs and praises that David HaMelech composed, that you turn in compassion to my reading of the Tehillim, the Psalms, as if they were being said by David HaMelech himself. Peace be upon him, and may his merit protect us. Here is where you begin to get a sense that King David was a human being, but in the context of his being the Mashiach of his generation and the father of the Mashiach, as we always refer to it as Mashiach ben David, this is a level of consciousness. May the merit of the verses of the Psalms, the Helim, their words, their letters, their vowels, their cantillations, and the divine names that are hidden in them and which come forth from them in their initial letters their final letters. Atone for our peshaim, the more serious crimes where we've done them consciously, our avanot, our willful violations, and our chataim, our unintentional errors. In the merit of these psalms, Tehillim, cut down the aritzim, accusers on high, and prune away the chochim, the thistles, and the kotzim, the thorns, that surround the Shoshana Elyona, the supernal rose, the Shekhinah, Malchut, Hashem's imminence, to allow Eshet Neurim, the wife of our youth, the Malchut, the wife of youth, your youth, the Malchut, to be united with her beloved, the Kedusha Berichu, the Blessed Holy One, Hashem's transcendence in love, affection, and intimate friendship. And from there, from the love that is generated from that Yehud, the union of realization of Hashem and His name are one and have always been one. May Shefa, the influx, the effulgence, the flow, the divine soul, the seed of higher intellect, the Shefa be drawn down to our nefesh, to our indwelling soul, to the ruach, the enlightened spirit, the seed of our emotions, and the neshama, the divine soul, the seed of higher intellect, to be purified from our avanot, our willful transgressions, to be forgiven for our chataim, our unintentional errors, and to obtain atonement for our peshaim, our most serious crimes, just as you forgave David, who recited these psalms before you, as it is written, Hashem has removed your chet, you shall not die. It is important, this is an unwritten commentary, it is important for us to recognize and really appreciate the words of the Tehillim, the letters of the Tehillim, the vowels involved in the letters, their cantillations, meaning the way they're sung, and the divine names that are concealed within the Psalms. In our discussions, we're not really looking at the divine names. In our discussions, we're not really looking at the cantillation marks. When you read it from a scroll of Psalms, which in our generation is rare that it's put there, there are cantillation marks, just as there are the trope marks in the what's called the tikkun of the Torah, where the reader of the Torah practices during the week. He reads from a sefer, a book, that has four columns. One column is the Hebrew, the way it looks on the Torah scroll. Another is an English translation of that. But again, that's only one of the 70 ways of understanding it. The third column is the Torah scroll with vowels. And the fourth is the Torah scroll with the cantillation marks and the vowels. So he can practice and see how to read the words properly with the proper cantillation, with the proper singing notes, as well as the proper vowels. That book is called a tikkun, because it's a practice tool for the reader. And if you've never seen one, I highly recommend that if you are buying an extra chumash, that you make it a tikkun. Art Scroll sells one. There are many other publishers that sell them. So feel free to research it. I recommend it. I'm continuing to read the next paragraph. We therefore ask you, please do not take us from this world before our time, before we will have completed at least 70 years in such a way that we will be able to rectify whatever we have damaged in this lifetime or any other, and serve you in the most perfect way possible. May the merit of David HaMelech, peace be upon him, shield us and be a protection for us, that you may be patient with us until we return to you in complete teshuvah, complete repentance. May you therefore favor us with your infinite grace from the treasury of unearned gifts, which is called thus because it is open only to those who realize that no matter how much good they have done, it is all a gift from you. As it is written, I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show compassion to whom I will show compassion. There's a footnote at this point, footnote number one. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show compassion to whom I will show compassion. Rabbi Shimson Raphael Hirsch, I've mentioned him on his Hilulah, which was during this period of Shovavim. He writes on this verse, Hashem is saying to Moshe, V'chamati et asher al Achon, the Rechamti et Asher Arachim. Before your very eyes, I will exercise my Chanina, my grace, and Rachamim, my compassion. I will let you see how differently, in different cases, my Chanina and my Rachamim work according to the special characteristics of the one to whom I am granting them. I will show you not only how my one uniform goodness manifests itself diversely as Chanina and Rachamim, but how even the same manifestation has again diverse shades, nuances, according to the unique individuality of the receivers. You are to learn how specified and individual my guiding care is. It is just this specialized, individual application of God's goodness that God tailors his chen, his grace, and his rachamim, his compassion, according to the needs of each individual, which escapes the insights of mortals, who can realize only the general trend of conditions, but to which the true nature of any individual remains a closed secret. There's a lot in this footnote, but the gist of it is everything is relative, including the miracles that we are experience, including God's grace that he decides to give to whoever he decides to give, and in what level, in what way he decides to give it, including his mercy, his rachamim, his compassion, and many levels of goodness. I'm now returning to where we left off the reading. And just as we have been privileged to sing before you in this world, so also may we be worthy of singing praises before you eternally in the world that is coming. In the merit of reciting Tehillim, may the Charatzeles HaSharon, the Rose of Sharon, the Shekhinah, the Malchut, be aroused to sing with a pleasant voice, with joy and with ecstatic song. May the glory of Lebanon, the Beit HaMikdash, which is the true ultimate Beit Levan, the true White House, be given her as her throne. Majesty and supernal radiance in the temple of our God, soon in our days, forever. Amen.
Amen.
And let us remember the word Selah means to contemplate all that we have just read and all that we would say. Never say this in a rote manner, is my recommendation. Let us go forth from sadness and constriction and sing joyously to Hashem. Let us arouse ourselves to thank the ground of our existence. Let us approach His presence with thanks for the special providence with which He has led us from the very beginning. Let us arouse ourselves to thank Him with chants that cut through all the barriers. For Hashem is omnipotent over all who wish to perpetrate evil. He is the great king who rules over all powers. I hereby dedicate the speech of my mouth to thanking, to praising, and glorifying my Creator. For the sake of the revelation of the unity of the Blessed Holy One and His indwelling presence, through the infinite blessing of the En Sof, the one who is hidden and concealed in the name of all Israel. This is a prayer up till this point. This is a prayer that can be read, and it's a little long, is why we don't do it. But anytime you read a psalm, it's a good prayer to read. It's a good prayer to reflect upon, to remember. But now we're going to learn more about the Tikkun HaKlali. Because when you're going to read a psalm or the 10 psalms associated with the Tikkun HaKlali, this should be added to the prayer. Behold, I hereby bind myself in reciting these 10 chapters of Tehillim to all the true tzaddikim in this generation, and all the true tzaddikim whose bodies lie in the dust, the holy ones who dwell in the land of eternal life. I bind myself especially to our holy rabbi, righteous tzaddik, foundation of the world, the flowing brook, the wellspring of wisdom, Rabbi Nachman, the son of Fege, who revealed and established the recitation of these 10 chapters of Tehillim, which have the power to rectify and restore the purity of the Brit, the covenant of circumcision. May their merit protect us and all of Israel. And may we all say, Amen.
Amen.
It is in accordance with their dot, their insights, and to align ourselves with their kavanah, their inner intention, that I now recite these 10 chapters of Tehillim. In their merit and with their strength, may I be privileged to arouse and reveal the power of each of the 10 archetypal types of song with which the entire Sefer Tehillim was composed. One an ashray, a happiness with insight. 2, a bracha, a blessing, a revelation. 3, the maskil, the enlightenment, the contemplation. 4, shir, a joyous song, an elevation. 5, nitzuach, a victory, the unity in multiplicity. 6, nigun, a soaring melody. 7, tefillah, prayer, self-evaluation. 8, hoda'ah, thanksgiving. 9, mizmor, the cutting song, the breaking through barriers, the pruning. 10, the hallelujah, the praise, the radiating thanks. And thanks and appreciation. These 10 are called the simple, twofold, threefold, and fourfold song that is contained in your unique, great, and holy name. They correspond to the letters Yud Hey Vav Hey when they are spelled out thus as 10 letters. Yud, Yud Hey, Yud Hey Vav, Yud Hey Vav Hey. Footnote number 3. These 10 are called the simple, twofold, threefold, and fourfold song that is contained in your unique, great, and holy name. They correspond to the letters Yud Hey Vav Hey when they are spelled out. Yud, Yud Hey, Yud Hey Vav, Yud Hey Vav Hey. The Tikkuni Zohar speaks of the future ascent of prayer, which is a code word for the Shekhinah, through a fourfold song which is called Shir, Pashut, Kaful, Mishulash, Umeruva, a simple, twofold, threefold, fourfold song. The simple song is connected to the first simple letter of Hashem's name, the Yud, and its corresponding Sephirah, the Keter. The double song is connected to Yud-Heh, corresponding to Chokhmah and Bina. The threefold song is connected to Yud-Heh-Vav, corresponding to Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet. The fourfold song is connected to all four letters, corresponding to Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut. The idea behind this is to return each time to the beginning in order to then continue and unfold another aspect of the name. This is the secret of Teshuvah, wherein we retrace our steps by being put in similar situations in order to rectify past mistakes so that we can serve Hashem more fully. Again, Rabbi Sutton has brought forth tremendous learning that's available in the Hebrew, but he is the only one that seems to be able to translate this into a level of English that can be understood and contemplated upon. That's my opinion. Continuing to read. Furthermore, in the merit and with the power of the holy names El and Elohim, which when spelled out in full have a gematria of 485, the gematria of the word Tehillim, and in the merit of all the true tzaddikim and chassidim of all the generations, let me be worthy through your great mercies of releasing and redeeming all the drops of my seed that were ever spilt in vain, whether inadvertently or willfully, whether mistakenly or deliberately. The fourth footnote. In the merit and with the power of the holy names El and Elohim, which add up to 485, the gematria of the word Tehillim, let me be worthy of releasing and redeeming all the drops of my seed that were ever spilt in vain, whether inadvertently or willfully, whether mistakenly or deliberately. The rectification for a nocturnal emission is to recite 10 psalms on the same day that one experiences it. Heaven forbid. The reason for this is that, and we need to go to the bottom of the next page, reciting Tehillim has the power to extricate the drop from the klipah, from the shell, from the evil forces that captured it. This is because Tehillim, Tav, He, Lamed, Yud, Mem, has the same numerical value as Lamed, Lamed. Lamed, Yud, Tav. With the five letters of her name added, she being the spiritual force over this phenomena, as is known. One should therefore intend, while reciting the Psalms, that Tehillim is numerically equal to 485, which is precisely the value of the two holy names, El and Elohim, when they are expanded. It is via these two names together that the drop is extricated from the klipah. In the Zohar, the sages call El Eshet Zimunim, a harlot, and describe this force as the female counterpart of the angel of death. In the Zohar Bereshit, they describe how this force is able to insinuate itself into men's dreams and excite them with illicit fantasies in order to cause them to spill seed. According to the Ari, in many places, this is what happened to Adam during the 130 years that he separated from Chava until he reunited with her and gave birth to Shet. We can now return to where we left off. Before we start and continue the reading, I want to stress, most of the people listening, if not all of the people listening to this, are women. And women do not spill seed. But a woman has a choice to reincarnate or not. And generally speaking, most of the women do choose to reincarnate for various reasons, among which is without them, there can be no children. So they know they need to come down to assist their soulmate in correcting. And when they make that decision to come down, they consciously accept upon themselves the portion of their soulmate's tikkun that they can affect, that they can manage, that they will do. They will essentially split the tikkun in half, whatever that means with respect to tikkunim, to corrections. But they always come in on a level that is slightly higher than their soulmate. Why? Because a woman is higher. And a woman is motivating the man to complete his tikkun. And she is assisting him, her cosmic soulmate, to achieve his tikkun or their tikkun. Because it affects her as well. Whether she is married to her cosmic soulmate or to someone else for this lifetime. She is affected by his actions. And in that sense, if she is saying the Tikkun Kalali, she is assisting him in elevating those sparks of the seed, the wasted seed that has fallen into the Klipot. So this is not just something that men do. This is something that applies to the women in order to assist their cosmic soulmate, whether they have met them in this lifetime or not. Going back to where we left off, if you experienced a nocturnal emission, the previous night, you add the following, and in particular, all the drops that came forth from me this last night due to my many sins. Please may I be worthy through your great mercies and overriding compassion and great power to release them from the klipot, from the shells, and from the sitra achra, no matter where they may have fallen, no matter how far they may have been scattered, dispersed, and cast away, so that not one single one will remain outcast. Humble, break, slaughter, uproot, abolish, and nullify all the klipot and all the disembodied spirits of that were created and formed from these drops of seed that came forth from me in vain. Deprive them of their life force. Retrieve the holy vitality and the holy sparks which they have swallowed. In fulfillment of the verse, Chayil Balach Vaikenu Mibitno Yorishenu El. It, the evil, has swallowed power that is not its own, but it shall vomit it up from its stomach. God will purge it. And may we all say, Amen. There is a fifth footnote that we need to read as well. Chayil Bala Veyikenu Mibitno Yorishenu El. Evil has swallowed power. Oh, and we would have to go to the appendix, which is a very long process. So I recommend that you do that in your own time if you want to learn more. And may we all say Amen.
Amen.
We're now transferring to the Yearning for Redemption PDF to Psalm 16.
Miktam le David Shyam Reini El Ki Hasti Bach.
A precious psalm by David, which he prized highly and reviewed constantly for the lessons it contains. Protect me, Hashem, for I take refuge in you. The second verse.
Amarat l'Adonai Ohei Wahei Adonai Ata Tovati Ba'alecha.
O my soul, say to Hashem, you are my Lord. The good you do for me, you are not obligated to do. It is purely out of love. The third verse.
Likdoshim asher baaretz
therefore bind myself to the holy ones who dwell in the land of eternal life. They are the mighty ones who serve you faithfully, in whose merit all my longing is fulfilled. The fourth verse. Yirbu atzvotam acher macharu balasich niskehem midam uval esha et shemotam al shofatai. May the sorrows of those who hasten after other gods be multiplied. I will not pour out their drink offerings of blood, nor bear their idols' names upon my lips. The fifth verse. Adonai Yohewahe Minad Helki Bekosi Ata Tomich Korali. Hashem, I place all my faith in you. You are the portion of my heritage and my overflowing cup. You guide my destiny. Notice there are seven words in this verse. This is a good verse for a repetitive phrase technique if you are trying to connect on a deeper level to Hashem. The sixth verse. Chavalim naflu li bin yomim af nachala shafralai. The spiritual inheritance which has come down to me is pleasant. My portion, my own choice to cleave to you, is beautiful to me. The seventh verse. Avarech et Adonai Yohewahe Asher Ya'atzani Achlot Yisruni Kil Yotai. Hashem, I will therefore bless you and thank you forever for counseling me to cleave to your ways. Especially at night, my insides admonish me to draw near to you. The eighth verse. Shiviti Adonai Lignegdi Tamid Kimimini Balemot. I will place the awareness of Hashem before me at all times. With you at my right hand, I will never stumble. The first four words is seen on the wall of many and the ark of many of the temples, the places of houses of worship. It's a very famous line, and its translation is, I will place Hashem before me. Rabbi Ashlag has added, I will place the awareness of Hashem before me. Many Mekubalim indicate that by meditating on these four words constantly, because the word tamid means always, constantly, eternally. By meditating on the four-letter name, always, no harm can nothing can harm you. No harm can fall upon you. No negativity can enhance you. It is said that King David could never be taken by the Satan because he was constantly in meditation with the words of Torah. That that the Satan had to actually trip him as he was walking up some stairs, so that when he fell, the consciousness of Hashem's name left his mind, because Hashem doesn't fall. And that was the only instance that the Satan was able to take the soul of King David. The ninth verse. La ken samach libi vayager kivodi ach besari ishkom liveta. My heart will rejoice and my glorious soul will exult. My flesh will also rest securely. Notice the difference in the description of the soul and the body. The body's concern is over its pain, its suffering, its inconvenience. The soul, only about elevating. The tenth verse. Ki lo tazo nafshi lisho lo titen chasidcha lirot shachat. For you will not abandon my soul to the grave, nor allow your devoted one to see destruction. This is a promise. We're making the statement, but Hashem is putting these words in King David's toolbox. This verse is saying, you're not going to leave the soul in the grave. You're going to elevate the soul. You're not going to allow the body to be destroyed so that there is no house to be resurrected with, no garment to be resurrected with. The 11th verse. Todi eini orach chayim seiva semachot et panecha ne'imot bimincha ne'etzah. Make known to me the true path of life. Allow me to experience the fullness that surpasses all other joys in your presence, the everlasting bliss that you hold in your right hand. Does anyone have any questions? We've completed Psalm 16 with some additional, to me, very important insights that come from the prayer of saying the Tikkun Halali, or even to have knowledge of the Tikkun Halali. So now I will read the Hebrew of this Tehillim from verse 1 to verse 11 without interference. Mi kam le David shamreni el ki chayachasi tini bach. Amart l'Adonai Yohewahe Adonai ata tovati balalecha likidushim asher baret ema v'yad yirei kohev tzivam Yirbu itatzvotam aher meharu balasich niskehem midam buval esha et shemotam al shefa.
Did we get disconnected?
Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Vekosi Ata Tomich Gorali Chavalim Naflu Bli Binimim Af Nachalat Shafra Alay Avarech Et Adonai Yohewahe Asher Yatzani Af Lelot Yisrudi Kiyotai Shaviti Adonai Yohewahe Lenegdi Tamid Kimimini Valemot Laken Samach Libi Vigal Kevodi Achbasari Ishkon Livetach Kilo Ta'azo Nafshi Lishol Lo Titen Chasidcha Lirot Shachat Todi Ani Arach Haim Shol Tzova Shemachot Et Panecha Neimot Binincha Netzach. I hope everyone has a beautiful day. Does anyone have any questions? I will make one comment that I don't do often enough. What may be an interruption, what may be a pause, what may be something that you don't understand why it happens, it's all part of the plan. In this case, there was something that happened on this where we listened. I think, I don't know if you listened, it was just a pause, but I was listening to a voice that's a programmed voice in the conference call system, going through the index of different actions that can be taken by the organizer of the conference call. I didn't set it off. I don't know why it started, but it's part of the plan. I just waited. I didn't want to interfere in the flow of the Hebrew. I kept my consciousness on Hashem. It was just a test. Did I pass it? Did I not pass it? I don't know. It's part of the plan. We just have to have certainty and have trust in Hashem. So does anyone have any questions, feel free to ask now. And if not, I wish you all a beautiful day.
Thank you, Hanak.
And we will reconvene tomorrow at the same time. Tomorrow is the best day of the universe to read the parasha of the mana, or the man. And we will do that as a community tomorrow in our class, prior to moving on to Tehillim 17. Today's classes at 4:30, these are all West Coast times. At 4:30, we will have a deeper Zohar class on the Parasha of Noach. And at 7 o'clock, we will be continuing our study of Rabbi Ashlag's essays. I bid shalom to all. A beautiful day.
Shalom to you. Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom.